One thing I think about on here from time to time is what kind of thing could I help people with as far as being a helpful part of the snowman? I don't ever think about the snowman part, but the helpful part. Like, what could I do to help people? And one of the things I came up with was, what advice would I give as someone who's worked in an office environment for like 15 years to people who I would say are like myself and maybe not very well suited to an office environment? Like today I fixed a door, a closer on a door, which I've done many times in the course of my career. And that feels very satisfying to me. And so I've learned that, oh, maybe this office environment is the most readily available work environment for most of us and is not what I'm well suited to. So what can I do to help people who aren't well suited to the office environment survive in the office environment? And I do have some advice. One of my pieces of advice when it comes to the office, because when you work in an office, there are going to be things that come up and are problems. And they seem unsolvable, or it seems that you don't have the power to solve it, okay? That's thing number one. Because it's like, well, hey, if you have a door that's closing and slamming shut too quickly, my first piece of advice is, sure, if you've got like a maintenance crew who does that stuff, try it. But if it's like been 2 weeks and the door is still slamming and there's no seeming progress on it, then, you know, get on a fucking chair and fix it. Google it. You can figure this out. You're smart enough. If you're smart enough to do your job, you're smart enough to look at... And a lot of these door closers have the goddamn directions for how they work printed on the door closer. So you don't even need... You don't even really need to Google it, but whatever. But if that doesn't work, sometimes there are just things that you can't do much about. The key, in my opinion, is to make it someone's problem and to make it the person's problem who can solve the problem. So in other words, for example, if the HVAC is not working at my location, but the person in charge of fixing those is not situated in my location, they aren't going to really understand or have to deal with the fact that it's like 10 degrees too warm. That I'm dying at my desk, right? If it's not their problem, there's going to be less urgency to solve it. And you might even get that thing where it's like somebody is kind of pushing back on solving it. Like, well, is this a real problem kind of stuff? Or is this urgent? Or, you know, this is in my queue, but not getting to it. So that can be tricky sometimes. Sometimes it can be very difficult to make something someone else's problem. But that's my number one recommendation, especially when it's something that really should be this person's problem. For example, if you have a coworker, and you're not the boss of this coworker, but this coworker is causing you trouble by doing things poorly or by not doing their job and you're having to take over their work and do that kind of stuff, you need to make it their boss's problem. You can't do the work for them. You can't just suffer through it. You can't be constantly correcting someone else's mistakes. I mean, yeah, of course, if they're new and whatever, like, it's going to take them time to learn the job and if they're honest mistakes. But if they keep making the same mistakes over and over, or if they keep having the same problems over and over and it's causing you harm, you need to make it their boss's problem instead of just filling in for them. Because otherwise, the problem will never get solved. This is like one of my number one workplace beliefs, is just that if you want a problem to be solved, it has to be the problem of the person who can solve it. So if it's a problem that only you're having and you do not have the means or the whatever to solve it, it's never going to get solved. Almost all the time. And like... It can be tough, and it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. I think a lot of us like to be self-sufficient and not make our problems workplace problems. Or sometimes you even feel like, am I the problem? You're like, am I the problem? Am I the squeaky wheel here that's bringing this up all the time? Whatever. But it's like, no. if there's a problem and it's out of your hands to solve it, if it's not possible for you to solve it, that's not your fault. That is the fault of the organization and the structure that was created in the organization. Oftentimes the bureaucracy of an organization that has taken the ability to solve the problem out of your hands. So you're completely unable to do it, and that is bullshit. And that shouldn't be the way it works. So that's my big one for you today. Make the problem the right person's problem. I need to think of a good way to say that so it's more slogan-y, because, you know, saying, make the problem into the problem of the person who can solve the problem doesn't really work. As I would like it to be like five words. Make it the right person's problem. It has to be the solver's problem. Something. There's got to be, you know, one of these fuckers like Tim Ferriss or something would be able to put it into a concise thing. You know what I hate about, like, business advice most of the time? Like, I've read a number of these businessy books that give you business advice and marketing and client advice, and a lot of times they do have good stuff in them. But my objection to them across the board is they always have so much filler. And I don't know why they spend all this time. You read the book Getting Things Done, and it's got this horribly long introduction to getting things done. And it's like, I would think one of the pieces of advice is like, not wasting your time with the intro of books like this. I would have so much more respect for the book Getting Things Done if the introduction was a couple lines and it just said, for starters, no need to read the introduction to business books. Just start on the book. Start with the material. You don't need to get all the periphery material. Just the actual stuff you're looking for. The end. And I'd be like, you know what? This person knows what they're talking about. This is solid advice in general, and they're practicing what they preach. I think this person might have something together. I think they may have their shit together. Maybe not all their shit, but this particular dump that they've taken has clumped together, is holding together in the bowl, and is going to flush just fine.